You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nelson. In Indiana, the state rests its case in the Delphi murder trial of Richard Allen, marking day 12 of proceedings. Allen faces charges for the 2017 deaths of two teenage girls, Libby and Abby, whose bodies were found near the Monon High Bridge. Following the prosecution's 40th witness, the defense began calling its first witnesses, aiming to counter the state's case with testimony about overlooked leads and possibly suspicious individuals in the area. First, Cheyenne Mill testified. Mill had been on the Monon High Bridge Trail with a friend on the afternoon of the murders, describing seeing a man who did not respond when they said hello. She described him as overweight, matching what others called the bridge guy. The two young women continued to cross the bridge and took several photos on Snapchat. It was not until the following day, after hearing that the girls had been found dead, that Mill contacted police to report her experience. But she testified that her initial attempts to reach the police were met with dismissiveness and said she did not meet with an officer until 2 weeks later. Mill said that several months after the meeting, the FBI reached out asking for her phone, which had pinged on the trail during her time there. Mill said that online rumors and speculation about her presence on the bridge had left her, quote, blasted out and suspected by others. She ended her testimony by clarifying that she had not seen anyone else on the bridge, but did observe a man and woman on a moped nearby who seemed, in her words, frantic. The second witness called by the defense, Teresa Liebert, who lives near a private drive near the murder site and Brad Weber's property. Weber testified earlier that he had driven his van near the crime scene that day, lining up with Allen's statement that he was startled by someone in a van. Liebert recounted an unusual sighting the morning before the girls went missing. She had not recognized him, and he disappeared shortly after she arrived. Liebert testified that this sighting struck her as strange, given her familiarity with the few neighbors in that secluded area. She had reported the incident to police, but had not seen the man again. During cross-examination, she reiterated that she had only seen him that one time. With the state's case rested, the defense took a challenging stance as it awaited Judge Gull's ruling on whether it could pursue a theory that the murders were part of an alleged ritual by Odinists, a Norse pagan group linked to white nationalist beliefs. Attorney Andrew Baldwin voiced concerns about the court's delayed decision on the motion, saying it left the defense with limited direction. Baldwin told the judge, quote, "We're having a hard time charting our course."
I'm Jennifer Gould. A Florida woman's quick thinking and resourcefulness led to the arrest of an alleged attacker in a harrowing incident. The victim, fearing for her life, dialed 911 and, under the guise of ordering a pizza, conveyed a desperate plea for help. The woman's ingenious strategy involved subtly hinting at her dire situation within the seemingly innocuous pizza order. Here's part of that call.
Can I get pizza, pepperoni, extra cheese?
Okay. How many people are there? Tell me.
Just me and him.
Do you have any weapons?
No.
She skillfully disguised her distress, providing vital clues to the 911 dispatcher without explicitly stating her predicament. The dispatcher, recognizing the urgency of the situation, immediately dispatched law enforcement officers to the scene. Body camera footage captured the dramatic moment when Volusia Sheriff's deputies arrived. Here's part of it. Take a listen.
Hey.
He's trying to rape me. Can you help me?
Get off her now. Get off her now.
Give us the channel.
They found the woman struggling with her attacker, Luis Diego Hernandez Moncayo, who was on top of the woman physically assaulting her. Officers swiftly intervened, arresting Hernandez Moncayo and rescuing the victim, who was screaming for help. The 27-year-old faces multiple charges, including attempted sexual battery, battery by strangulation, and false imprisonment. Hernandez Moncayo, an undocumented immigrant, is also facing an immigration detainer issued by U.S. Border Patrol. He reportedly applied for asylum the day before the incident.
I'm Nicole Parton. Sean Diddy Combs, once a respected figure in the music industry, is now facing disturbing accusations of sexual abuse involving a 10-year-old boy following a music audition in New York City. For more, here's Crime Online's Drew Nelson.
When a 10-year-old Los Angeles boy shows a talent and desire to work as an actor and rapper, his parents hire an industry consultant to help grow his career. The boy has already gotten some acting roles and appears in a music video when the consultant arranges a once-in-a-lifetime career-making meeting and audition with Diddy in New York. Arriving in New York from L.A., the consultant takes the boy to Diddy's hotel room, where she leaves him alone with the world-famous mogul. After rapping a few songs for Diddy in this private audition, Diddy tells the child he can make him a star.
The plaintiff, an aspiring actor and rapper, says he was recommended to the industry through a consultant to meet Combs for an audition. After rapping for the music mogul, the plaintiff claims he was given a drink. Here's more from Crime Online's Dave Mack.
After Diddy tells the 10-year-old boy he can make him a star, Diddy asks the starstruck child, what is he willing to do to become a star? The boy says he would do anything. An assistant hands the child a soda, and after drinking it, the boy says he felt funny. The now adult alleged victim believes the soda was laced with GHB or ecstasy. The now adult man says Diddy allegedly forces him, at 10 years old, to perform oral sex on him, even though he tries to refuse. The boy collapses, frozen in terror. When he wakes, his pants are undone and he's in pain. Crying out for his parents, Diddy allegedly threatens to badly hurt his mom and dad if he tells anyone what happened.
During an audition for Making of the Band, once again, Dave Mack.
A second new lawsuit filed in New York with another alleged victim claiming he was sexually assaulted by Diddy while he was auditioning for Making the Band at 17 years old. The now adult says he was forced to perform oral sex on Diddy and Diddy's bodyguard, with Diddy framing it as a test to see how much the plaintiff wanted to succeed in the music industry. The lawsuit claims the teen fails the audition because Diddy found him untrustworthy due to his reservation about performing oral sex on the bodyguard.
These lawsuits, just two of the many filed by attorney Tony Busby, who has vowed to expose allegations against influential figures. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.